Hundreds of social activists are spending this Labor Day weekend in the rural community of New Market, Tennessee. They're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the Highlander Center. The center has a rich history of labor union activism in the South, but it's probably better known for its role in the civil rights era, when such movement icons as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks passed through its doors. NPR's Audie Cornish has the story about the Highlander Center's future, present, and past.
In 1932, the Highlander Folk Center started out an adult education program for the poor in the foothills of Appalachia. But from the start, its curriculum was unusual. No books, no tests, and no professors, says George Barrett.
These are 1 and 2 week intensive courses on such things as parliamentary law, how to conduct a meeting, how to organize, how to run a local union, how to keep the books so you don't get in trouble, and sort of those sort of things infused with the spirit of solidarity.
Barrett attended residential seminars and later became the center's lawyer. Highlander was infamous for its aggressive role in the Southern labor movement, supporting coal mining strikes, train porter unions, and more. The school was designed to bring poor people together to discuss the problems in their communities, then share stories and ideas on how to change things. As a result, Highlander was one of a few integrated places in the South.
Growing up in rural Alabama, I had never had an opportunity to be involved in an interracial setting, not even to have a meal with another person of another race.
That's Georgia Congressman John Lewis. He says Highlander was a place people could come together without fear.
Long before we started sitting in, long before we went on a freedom ride, some of us got our foundation, got our beginning, our start at Highlander.
In 1952, Highlander began adding how-to seminars on passive resistance and voter registration drives. In doing so, it became one of the educational centers of the civil rights movement, says history professor John Glenn of Indiana's Ball State University.
I think its place in Southern history is that it represents an alternative to the generalization that all white Southerners were opposed to labor unions. All white Southerners were opposed to racial integration. All white Southerners are in support of economic development, no matter what the cost. And Highlander represents an alternative.
When Congressman Lewis visited, he was a college student in Nashville who became involved in lunch counter protests and SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. There, he sat elbow to elbow with civil rights leaders such as Dr. Martin Luther King, Julian Bond, and Ralph Abernathy.
We shall overcome.
And if you recognize this song, you've been touched by the work of the school as well. Because the protest lyrics to this gospel tune were developed and spread through pupils of Highlander. As a result, the school became a lightning rod for segregationists who condemned it a radical breeding ground. The school's former attorney, George Barrett, says the Klan attacked the staff, the state police raided it, and nearby governors railed against it.
You had bubbling up in the South all these sort of sovereignty commissions and all that who were going to keep us all pure and white and save us from the communists. And Highlander became a focal point for them to zero in on because of the labor connections and the civil rights connections.
After congressional and state investigative hearings, Tennessee officials shut Highlander down on charges it was improperly run. The school's founder died in 1990, but in a 1981 television interview, Miles Horton recalled the day when the police closed it down.
He said, "What are you laughing about?" I said, "My friend here, you know, he thinks he's padlocking Highlander." But I said, you know, Highlander's an idea. You can't padlock an idea.
Horton reopened it as the Highlander Research and Education Center, and it has outlived its segregationist foes. Today, there's an annual teen activist camp. Seminars on bilingual labor organizing, immigration, globalization, lesbian and gay rights, and environmental issues. It seems scattershot, but Highlander's new director, Pam McMichael, disagrees.
It's a recurring conversation because the kind of moments shift, and good organizing is knowing when you shift with those moments and what are the next moments coming that you need to pay attention to that you can both be a catalyst to and also support.
No doubt, McMichael says there'll be a lot of discussion this weekend about where the Highlander Center is going and why. But that, too, is part of its tradition. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.